Hold those tears, everyone, because there was a fight, there was a reunion, and there was some romance? Time to shed some light and darkness on the Cloak & Dagger After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
That's a feel-good song after a feel-good ending.
You guys, this song is gonna cry.
Oh, y'all was crying when we were watching it.
It was emotional.
I was like, I can't tear up. We're about to go in the studio. I can't tear up.
Drew was crying.
Y'all was crying.
I was. So what? I'm in touch with my emotions. Fight me.
Oh, it's okay. It's good to cry. Crying feels good. Thank you guys so much for tuning in live. If you're joining us live, please chat with us, Steph and Drew. They're watching you guys. Give us your questions, your comments. We love to hear from you. But if you're not tuning in live, that's totally fine. Just keep commenting and talking with us on all social media platforms. I am your host, Oliver Drennan, and I have an amazing panel with me to my left.
Hey guys, it's Carla Beltran.
What's up guys, it's Drew Jones, and to my left, my sand sister.
Steph Sabra, what's up?
We're coordinating again.
Yeah, that's how that's going.
You guys
going.
Are just planning this. So, quick little question of the week, you know I do these. If you had a superpower, any superpower, what would it be?
I've thought about this so many times.
Okay,
you can start because I haven't
thought
about
it. Okay, this is easily the best superpower. It's, you know, the Vampire Diaries, how they have the power of compulsion.
What?
I would pick that because think about it.
Can you elaborate?
Compulsion, if you don't know what Vampire Diaries is they have the power to heavily persuade things.
Oh.
So, like, if you want to fly, okay, I can persuade TSA to let me through and I'll go fly first class.
So you're like Madam Seductress.
Yeah, which like is already my superpower, but it's like more.
So it's
like,
it's an extension of yourself, which is the most powerful.
Yeah.
Facts.
I would, okay, there was a Disney Channel movie that kind of incepted this idea. I want to just intake mass amount of information, facts, anything in a split second. Like, I want to skim through a book and know everything.
Is that from Halloween Town?
That's like, a
when
lot
he's,
of
like,
stuff.
Reading the, like, the brother's reading the book really fast?
Maybe.
You remember everything. That's an amazing power, actually. I've seen that on Heroes.
But, like, not even just remember anything, like, speed intaking.
Gotcha. Carla, what
see,
about you?
I feel like everybody really, thought about their things. I feel like, for me, it would be more of, like, I guess in a way of like time traveling, but not only time traveling like back in time and forth in time, but also like traveling, being in like other places. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. That's kind of cool. Just don't disrupt the timeline, okay?
Yeah. I like I feel like a lot of people in the chat are agreeing with my power. Forms of my power, so.
But don't you like a challenge? Okay, that's a different
topic. No, I don't.
Well, I just want telekinesis so I can throw stuff at people and no one blames me. And like, I'll be like, oh, what? How did that happen? Well, guys, time to talk about Cloak & Dagger, Season 1, Episode 7. Lotus Eaters. Okay, there's so much good stuff that was packed into this episode. Initial thoughts on Just Went Down, because it was emotional.
Initial thoughts.
It was Whitney Houston, so emotional.
Perfect
fact.
Description.
Definitely.
The showrunner said that after episode 4, because 1 through 4 was so slow, that they were going to just throw everything at us quickly, and this was a perfect episode for that. Like, we got a lot of information at once, but I'm really excited for that to, like, continue.
For me, I feel like it's it was a lot in this episode, but at the same time, it was, like, one specific event that we saw, but a lot at the same time, we got to see some power, some love. This episode really gave me everything that all at once.
It really did.
I love this episode. All of us were really insanely watching this. Mm-hmm. I mean, we should probably film us watching it.
There's a lot of cursing.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of emotions.
But positive cursing for Tandy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tandy just, like, set my soul on fire and made me proud to be a woman. Like, the only thing I'm missing now is a dagger. But it was an amazing episode.
Yeah, totally. Oh, my God. Tandy, don't get me started on her. We're going to talk about Tandy. We're going to talk about Ty. We're going to talk about the fight. We're going to talk about Mr. Dr. Hess, because he's a very important character. He's going to help us find out what the heck is up with Roxanne for sure. But let's just talk about Tandy right about now. Because as Drew would say, she was the meat and potatoes. this week. And Olivia Holt, killed it this week. It's awesome. That girl is talented. She can do the pretty cry. She cries on a whim. Because we saw Aubrey. He was killing it. He did that emotional acting in past episodes. It was time for Olivia to do it. So what did you think about just her journey in this episode? Because we saw some real development from her, for sure.
Yeah. So I think in the beginning, it was very bold of her to kind of go up to Ty and be like, you know what, like, I want to go in with you to find out what's going on. We didn't really know where they were heading. For the longest time, we thought this was probably, like, his fears, where he was living in. But it was actually where he had been stuck. And we kind of see throughout the episode where she gets stuck herself in this situation because she talks to, a part of her dad, which is really not her dad. I think it's just this person is always constantly calling. So I think we were able to see Tandy in a low area where we didn't really, because I feel like she's been the strongest out of both of them. So it was kind of interesting to see her on the other end as being the weaker person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think, I kind of disagree with that, because I think we see Tandy weak a lot. It's just in a different sense of what we're used to being weak. If anything, I kind of disagree with her being the meat and potatoes of this episode. I think Ty was the meat and potatoes of this episode, and I'll get into that when we cover Ty. But it was really dope to see It was the whole scene with her dad and, like, talking to him. Like, I think anybody would take that opportunity, so I don't blame her for having that moment of weakness. But it was very her. You were saying when we were watching it, she had very much, like, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer vibe this episode.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And I just loved I loved seeing her so aggressive and, like, coming into her power so naturally. It was just dope to watch that.
I agree. She leveled up physically. I felt like I was playing a video game watching her. Emotionally, it was cool to see her just bring a different dimension to her character, like open up to her own flaws. I feel like aloud, she was able to talk it aloud. And I agree, Tyrone brought out this thing in this episode with her that was crazy. But the whole episode focusing on kind of like father figures in kids' lives and the importance of that this show just does an amazing job writing wise, packing so many important things in real life into a superhero show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
totally. But Tandy was amazing.
What does the chat feel about Tandy at this point?
Chat, let us know. Like,
they're totally team Tandy, right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, team Ty as well.
They love this episode. They like the Buffy the Vampires.
Absolutely. When she was throwing the daggers, Sarah Michelle Gellar would be absolutely proud. For
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I was like, one of the scenes that really broke me was when Ty was talking about how no one, or she revealed that no one would ever call her, you know, back in real life. You know, they're in their state, the catatonic state with Dr. Hess. No one ever called her, and that's why she was with her dad. Not only to talk to with her dad, but in that state, someone was calling her, even if it wasn't really her dad.
Yeah.
She thought it was, but like, and then at the end, seeing Ty call her, that was like, oh my God. And that's where the romance element came in. And I'm thinking, okay, Liam who? Evita who? Like, nope, I'm chipping this now. Like,
oh my gosh, you guys, I totally didn't even notice that he called her.
Yeah, at the end, called
her.
I
get it now.
And that's another thing. That's another thing about this episode and just the series. It's like, it goes back to the whole cycle thing about the cycle of destruction. There was that cycle with the whole groundhog theme. It was crazy. Now, okay. Steph, your smile's been looking really good this week. Something to tell us.
Yes, I found out a secret, you guys, because I realized that a lot of us are just brushing our teeth wrong in general, either for not long enough or you don't brush your teeth, you don't change your brush on time, which I've done. I feel like I just found out how often you should be changing it, but that's due because a lot of the tooth brush companies we see are selling flashy gimmicks and we don't know what to choose. But Quip has a solution for that. And what makes it so different? I will tell you guys. For starters, Quip is an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes. We like that. While still packing just the right amount of vibrations to help you clean your teeth. Yes. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist's recommended 2 minutes with guiding pulses that remind you when to switch sides. I need that.
Come on.
Next, Quip's subscription plans are for your health, not just for your convenience. They deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months just for $5, including free shipping worldwide.
Come Ooh. On, free shipping?
It also comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror and unsticks to use as a cover for hygienic travel wherever you take your teeth. Yes. And finally, everyone loves Quip. They were on Oprah's O-List, named one of Time's best inventions and the first subscription electric toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association. Yes. Wow. Plus, they're backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists, and hundreds of thousands of happy brushers use Quip every day. It starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/buzz right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com. GETQUIP.com/buzz.
Nice. Get your toothbrush, people. Nice. You just have to tell me Oprah supports it. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Oprah girl.
For all you iTunes listeners out there aren't listening to this, not watching it, she was totally looking at me, so that live read was totally for me. Because she being shady, but no. I need to get on that because that is such a good deal for sure. Absolutely.
Definitely.
No. Love it.
Now we have to get back onto the episode. Tyrone, you saying he's the meat and potatoes, girl, spill it. I don't want to know.
Because you're in Tyrone's playing field, if you think about it, this is Ivan's darkest fears. This is the dark, so therefore, Tyrone automatically perseveres and automatically is in a comfort zone where it's not affecting him negatively. That's why we see when Tyrone leaves for a minute, Tandy psychs him out, and he leaves and comes back. Tandy has been taken by fear and darkness because her light isn't necessarily adjusted for that, and that's why it doesn't affect him at all. And we see him, if anything, only grow stronger. I don't know if Tandy would have necessarily been able to go down and even attempt to turn off the valves and everything. Like, I just think Tyrone really showed his power and, like, him being in the darkness the entire mm-hmm. time.
He's definitely owning it for sure, absolutely, because we're seeing him actually, like, teleport and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's actually a good thing to really be associated with fear, whereas Tandy's all about hopes. You really need that balance, and I'm ready for them to really get their powers going, because you can't have one or the other. They need each other, and that's exactly why she needed Ty to get into Dr. Hess, for sure, yeah. Absolutely.
I agree completely. I love how they are... they need each other for the good, that darkness and the lightness. But it's also, I feel like, metaphorical for humans. Like, we all need, you need both to kind of guide you through life. And we've seen before Tyrone need Tandy a little bit more. And now I love that we have the switch of Tandy needing Tyrone a little bit more.
Yeah.
And his patience with her. I mean, you should see Drew and I every time we see him, we're like... Swoon.
It's that voice.
That voice would guide you through like the light.
Butter.
He stepped up his game this episode. I mean, he continues to do so. And I just love... Their chemistry on screen is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like he's using what any other character would use dark... It's hard to make darkness that, like, good.
Yeah.
And he works it.
Well, it goes into the whole... There's no one who's 100% dark and 100% light. Mm-hmm. People are gray area. So to see darkness portrayed as a human form, you can't just 1,000% be dark. And so I like seeing Tyrone be able to come through and show his lightness while still very much basking in the darkness.
Totally.
It's hella dope. And I just feel like, what were you going to say, Carla? I heard you start to talk, and then I was like, oh, let me.
Well, I kind of wanted to agree, actually, about the fact that I feel like Tyrone was super strong in this whole episode. I was honestly really enjoying the fact that in the beginning, Tandy tells him, like, I hope that you have conquered your powers so that you could go ahead and use them in here because we don't know what's going to happen. And I feel like this needed to happen in order for him to be able to be, like, have full control and be able to be like, okay, like, this is when I leave, this is when I move, I can transport to wherever I'm thinking about it. And I thought this episode was, like, is what is going to help us move on forward, and it's going to help him, like, it's helped him strengthen his power, and I personally really enjoyed seeing that and him becoming strong within. And then just like what everybody said, the emotional support that he was there for Tandy. And obviously he was listening to her while she was there, and he was able to understand her with like the phone call that he does at the end. I just thought it was mm-hmm. so cute.
Shout out to Nas in the chat. He actually said something really interesting. In the yin and yang symbol, the black fish is actually the one that represents the good fish, and the white one's the one that symbolizes evil, which kind of plays into the whole, you can't really be one hundo. And I think it's interesting how they use their powers. Tandy very much uses her powers in the sense of offense.
Yeah.
She always looks for a situation, whereas Ty uses his on defense.
Yeah. Great point, Drew.
Or, like, very strategically. You even saw that at the end, where the kind of, like, the chase battle, when they were trying to go to the valve. You saw Tandy, she was the one stabbing people with the dagger. Like, whereas Ty, he was kind of like distracting everyone with his teleporting, and it was awesome.
He's being so gentle. Look at you guys being gentle.
Carla, I do agree with you about seeing Tyrone strengthen in his powers as well, because Tandy stepped up her game that we saw. And it's interesting that I love the whole, this was the episode that they both were so vulnerable, almost Tandy not by choice, but then it became by choice, where they were both able to open up about the losses that they've had in their lives. Mm-hmm. And then now it's like, what are we going to do about it? Because mm-hmm. we've had, like, her, everything's been taken from him. He's been running kind of away from everything. So what are they going to do about it? And that's why I'm really excited for the next episodes, because, like you were saying, things are about to kick up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they already kicked off in this episode. Yeah, I know. For sure. It was cool because I think we really did need an episode where the two heroes, the two protagonists, needed to fight. You know, mm-hmm. we kind of saw them fight. They didn't, like, bam, 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 but they had to fight verbally and a little bit physically. And I think you kind of need that to grow closer. You need to fight. You need to kind of figure out your differences with one another. And it's like, I mean, look at the Avengers, the first Avengers. They all fought before they fought the freaking the aliens that came down in New York City, okay?
I mean, they had a whole movie where it was just them fighting each other. There was no one else, just them.
Very true. Jasmine Jones in the chat just said they had some great action sequences, which I haven't even mentioned. Those were... We
insane.
Loved it. Oh, they were insane. Such a good use of their powers and, like, the digital editing that went behind that.
They're like, go off, sis. Get it, girl.
I know. I love seeing, like, the darkness shrouded around Ty whenever he, like, teleports and comes back. Or just, it's so cool. It was, I'm just like, I need more of that. And I know, getting into not predictions, but the next episode, we see him with the cloak finally. I'm just like, yes.
Go ahead. I was gonna say, and I love how, like, Ty mentions that, you know, when he's talking to Tandy about, it's not really your dad, but, like, I get it. I can't even remember Billy's voice mm-hmm. anymore for him. And then when he pulls out the recording at the end of the night and they listen to it together, mm-hmm. that's where I was crying. And if you weren't crying, then you just aren't a human.
And when Mina saw, we'll get to
that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll get there.
That too.
Emotional.
Yeah, you couldn't not disagree with Tandy and her choice, because I feel like we all have suffered loss in our lives, and you can think of someone that you really wish you could talk to just, like, one last time.
Yeah. Totally. And not only that, but also, like, being able to listen to their voice one more time. Like, I feel like all of us, of course, have gone through a loss before, and there's nothing like being able to have something, whether it's a video or something, whether mm-hmm. it's a voicemail, because I know there's people that keep voicemails, and you just play that voicemail over, and, like, it brings you comfort, like, listening to their voice mm-hmm. one more time. Yeah. And it was so great that Tandy was able to be there with him and a part of him, and for him not to kind of get psyched or get, like too into the fear of listening to him. Like, Tandy was, like, that light in the subject, and be like, I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real quick, someone in the chat said that Ty doesn't have offensive powers. He only has defensive. And that's not actually true, because we've seen him put the fear in people. And same with Tandy. Tandy has the ability to put the light in people and mm-hmm. the show hopes. It really is that they're choosing to use their powers as offensive or defensive. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think that plays into their characters and their personalities a whole lot.
We definitely have to talk about Dr. Hess, Ivan Hess, Mina's father, because he played a really important role in this episode. He's portrayed by Tim King, and he revealed, well, first off, he was the person that was talking to Tandy's dad the night of the incident, the accident. And then he reveals that what they're digging for is this, like, substance that inflicts fear on everyone. So this goes into the whole fear aspect. So what are we thinking that this virus? What do you guys think about this virus that they're digging for?
Okay, so that's what I was... I actually had a question. Like, was there chemicals in, like, the pipes and stuff that they had put in there on purpose? Or...
We don't know if it's on purpose, but there's chemicals. That's what the reaction is.
Okay. Yeah, so what we've gathered from this, episode and then the last episode when Mina was saying that the energy they were going for was too hot. Basically, the energy that they're actually going for isn't what Roxanne has been saying this whole time that they were looking for. They're not looking for this clean energy. Mm-hmm. They're looking for, you know, whatever this super powerful stuff is. And as a side effect, it is, you know, kind of... putting the worst in people. It's literally putting the fear in people, almost like Ty's power. And I'd kind of be interested to see if Tandy has any effect on those people who are affected by it.
I wonder
it.
If she could help them. Yeah. Because she can like purify people.
Well, so they're all dead except for...
But I'm sure we're going to see
people who were affected by it, not like Tandy and Tyrone.
But she kind of was the one who was able to bring Ivan out of his, like... She was the one who handed him the cookie. She was the one who kind of was able to bring him out of that moment. So maybe in a sense she was able to kind of fix the whole energy situation.
Mm-hmm. By the way, guys, can I just say that I predicted that last week? I predicted that they were going to help him get out of that state.
I'm so glad they did. Drew and I were like, I swear to God, if Ivan Hess doesn't open his eyes at the end of this episode, we are done.
I did too, but my prediction was like something bad's going to happen, and I said the assassin, so I'm like, okay, that assassin, she's coming back, full throttle, and I want Tandy to fight her.
Yeah.
And Ty, because it's going to be a battle.
Like, maybe the assassin comes to try and kill Hess.
Yes.
Okay.
Or Mina. Oh, we got to watch out for these people.
But I love the whole play on, and this is totally a Star Wars kind of callback, when people think about the future, their fears, like, you really become your worst self, and that's what happened with Tandy and Dr. Hess. Like, they started living out their fears, like, this is my last chance to do this, this is my last chance to talk to my dad, over and over again, and you get stuck in this pothole instead of moving forward, and to see the combination that Tandy couldn't get into the place without Tyrone's the darkness, and then she was able to bring the lightness back into him. It was just such a it was like a movie this episode.
Yeah,
it was very cinematic. And a quote that I really liked in this episode was kind of at the beginning. I think Tandy said it. I wrote it down. It says, "Our failures are the steps we climb."
Because her dad used to say that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you need those failures in order to succeed. It's not okay. It's okay to fail because that's how you learn.
Yeah.
And it goes back to the whole groundhog thing. They have to figure out what they're doing wrong in order to get out of there.
I thought it was really interesting that when they first come into his sort of like what his mind has produced, that he keeps referring to them as... He keeps saying something new, and then he's like, you guys are special, you will have names, you must be special. And I feel like that's hinting a lot towards the divine pairing situation that they keep kind of dangling over us. And so I'd be really interested to see, like, because he said no one has names in there, which is interesting because even, like, I don't know, like, the fact that there was no identities for everyone, it's interesting that they forgot that about themselves. But the fact that they come in and he's so keen on them... Mm-hmm. You know, being something special, I think, hints towards the divine pairing.
Totally. And it makes sense because it has to... I think that's a great thought because it has to all go together. I mean, this oil rig is the reason Tandy and Tyrone are themselves. So it's like, what is the connecting force of it all? For what is it going to be? And I hope it's going to be the divine pairing as opposed to one of them dying.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. But... We'll get to the predictions. We'll get to the predictions. What did you guys think of the reunion? It was so nice that this ended in, like, a really good ending for this episode because, clearly, Tandy and Ty, they can't really reunite with the one that they love, the one that they lost. But it was so cool that they were to be able to come together and help Mina and Ivan reunite.
I think you get some sort of comfort when you know that you did the right thing. And I feel like that's how, even though for Tandy and Tyrone, like, they won't ever be able to bring back either Billy or her father, I think that they still felt some sort of comfort being like, okay, at least we did the right thing. We were able to bring him and we were able to reunite a family together. So I think, like, even though they felt bad, I think at the same time they felt really good that they did a good thing.
I think this is one of the first times you see Tandy not display envy or anger or jealousy. You just, You see her just, I mean, she's obviously happy for the situation, but you see her just, like, purely sad. And I think a lot of the times she's very, like, why did the world do this to me? Why? Mm-hmm. And for once, I think she took herself out of the situation and was able to just appreciate that father and daughter were reunited without, you know, showing envy or malice or any, like, negative emotion. I think she was truly, like, in the light in that scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I loved that scene. It was just, like, so emotional because I can't even... I said it at the end, it's like they cured, like, the one of the worst cases of a mental illness, which the show plays a lot on mental illnesses, yeah. obviously. So it was cool to see a happy reunion because we haven't gotten something great yet that's happened mm-hmm. this season. And that is something that's hopeful for them moving forward in the investigation and finding closure or understanding of why they have these powers. And just, like, so happy for my girl, Mina.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was so sweet. And it was, you just gotta pay attention at all times with these episodes because there's always foreshadowing. Mina was talking about the cookie with the cardamom and how it was, like, a natural,
antidepressant.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm just like, you pay attention at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, before we move on to our predictions, we got a character corner. And yes. you know, Drew, she's the master of these character corners. She's going to break it down. A character from the comic book. So take it away, girl.
Well, this character isn't necessarily from the comic books. This character was brought to us by Stevenson's drawing, and it's us!
Oh my gosh!
I didn't tell, if you're listening to, I didn't tell the other panelists that Stevenson's drawings had, he had offered to draw us as Cloak and Dagger, and he completed it today and sent it to me right before the show.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
I just thought it was super, so shout out to you, Stevenson's, it's super dope. He has Steph and I as Cloak, and he has Ollie and Carla
Dagger.
And it's so cool, and I love that you gave Steph and I baby hairs.
Oh my gosh, I see those
that
babies
is
coming
so cute.
Drew taught me how to gel mine, you guys, so say, it's meaningful.
If you follow us on Twitter, you know Steph and I love us some baby hairs and some edges.
The best gosh. I'm going to tweet that later. And
yeah, we'll have to
tag
him after so everyone in the chat and watching this can check his art
out.
That
if is you, so sweet. If you want to, he does all DC, all Marvel shows. He's super talented. We've gotten his art on Black Lightning and The Flash before, and he's amazing. But if you want to show him some love and check out some of the stuff he's mm-hmm. done, it's at Stevenson's Drawings. He's on Instagram and Twitter, and I know he's getting ready to do a bunch of stuff for San Diego Comic-Con, so you should check him out and see all the stuff he's going to put out this week.
Is he going to Comic-Con?
Definitely.
No, he's not going to Comic-Con.
I would love to meet him.
I see what's him close, and I look good.
I know.
What's his social media, do you guys
Stevenson's
know?
Drawings.
Oh, Stevenson's God. Drawings. You yes. guys,
amazing.
Thank you so much again. That is,
if you haven't followed him, you need to go follow
absolutely.
Him
absolutely.
But yeah, that's our character corner because I was like, that's awesome.
It's the best
and
character corner yet.
Well, it's actually perfect because we weren't, I don't think, introduced to any new...
No, there's actually... I mean...
We don't know.
There's some stuff that was, like, there were some Easter eggs. Like, I think the energy, and I think someone in the chat said it might be Dark Force, which that is something in the comics. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's little Easter eggs that... Mudman is another thing that's referenced in the comics. I don't think it's going to go in the same direction. I think it's just one of those things that the writers gave us as sort of like a, for comic book fans, like a here you go. Mm-hmm.
And Nicholas Kelly, he mentioned this last week in the chat, that there was death flags around Detective O'Reilly, so that may... I mean, mayhem is coming, and you know I'm down for that.
I'm down yes! for that, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Do we actually have news this week?
Oh, well, there's a kind of a little bit of gossip.
Okay. All right.
Yes!
Spill it. I need the tea.
Like yeah, now we have some gossip, honey.
Yes. This was just from an article, it was from Collider, and the showrunner was saying, I just have to shout this out when different TV shows and series are doing this, they're hiring a more diverse writers group, because yeah. that yes. is, like, so key to so many things happening in the media, and he's saying that, he said that most of the writers are black or women, mm-hmm. and it's able, it, like, he can't write on perspectives that he doesn't know, which is kudos kudos to him for the whole production team to hiring people who can actually bring that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Women who are pushing the envelope in terms of sexual assault and things that we don't often see depicted. And Drew has given us some insight on the South and just the crews and things like that that we would have never known about. And yeah. He wouldn't have known to write about
it. I'm just saying, if you like want another black female writer from the South who knows about comics. Hi.
Drew. Love it. And that, I mean, I just have to shout that, we should continue to shout that out because there's a reason why this is being called, and it is the best superhero show of the summer, if not the year. So they're doing something right.
Definitely. Yeah.
And I guess this doesn't really count as news, or I mean, it is kind of news, but we, except for Carla, unfortunately, we'll be at Comic-Con next week, and we are hoping that we're going to be able to interview the Cloak and Dagger cast. So if you have questions or you have, you know, anything you want answered, be sure to tweet us and or comment in the YouTube or iTunes and let us know, because we will try to compile a few fan questions for you guys. And we're going to have those interviews up like as soon as we do them. So make sure to check out the AfterBuzz TV events page, because those interviews from Comic-Con and a bunch of other amazing shows that we get to do are going to be up next week.
Yes. Oh, and just to clarify, this interview was on Collider.com with the showrunner, Joe Pekaski. So I just want to give him kudos because you provided some great information.
We love Joe.
Yes, thank you so much. So we have to talk about our giveaway real quick before we get to predictions. So, as Drew said, we're going to Comic-Con, and I'm bringing this with me to get signed, because our girl, Ali Maki, signed it last week. And if you want to win this, keep tuning in. Give us those 5-star reviews on Apple iTunes. And if you're using Android, that's totally fine. Give us a 5-star review on YouTube comments. We love talking to you guys. We love hearing what you think of the show. It is awesome. We do this for you and ourselves, of course. But we love to have fun. We are total nerds here over at AfterBuzz TV. So, yes, we are going to be drawing live a name from everyone that does a review, 5-star. Only 5-star. And just the winner of the show will be revealed live on the season finale of the Cloak & Dagger After Show. And you just got to send us your details on any social media platform, and we will send this to you for sure. And it's going to be signed by the cast and crew of Cloak & Dagger.
So if you haven't already, go ahead and enter for our giveaway.
Yes, please do it. It's easy. You have your chances. Just do it.
It's
just do
so
it,
easy.
So we have to wrap up soon. Before we leave this week, we got to do our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right.
Okay.
Who's ready?
Actually ready, and this is probably going super out of hand, but I have a feeling that Tandy might actually not necessarily kill, but probably hurt. Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting his name.
Tyrone?
No, not Tyrone. The guy
Dr.
that.
Dr. Huss?
No, Dr. Huss. The guy that, like, that's Roger? been causing other
problems. Scarborough.
Yes, him. I have a feeling that she's going to somehow hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's going to be very damaging, but I hope that, from what I could see in the previews, is that she takes him to where she's living. So if he does get away, I have a feeling that she's going to be in danger if she stays there living there. So,
That assassin.
I'm super excited to see Tyrone wear Billy's cloak. That
beaded this time.
Beaded for the gloss, honey. Looking fresh.
Did he do that himself?
Who is she wearing? Fashion. No. I'm super excited for that. I'm so sorry. What else?
Fashion gets us mixed up.
Fashion gets us really excited. And I think because we saw... I think because we saw them kind of be strong in the darkness, like they were lighter in the darkness in this episode, I think we're going to see the flip side, and I think we're going to see them both kind of give into the darkness next episode and have to snap back out of that. So I think it's going to be a really interesting, stressful episode, and I'm excited.
Yes. I did write down a quote from Tandy. Only survivor means only one who knows the truth. Now we have him awake, so the truth is coming. And, you know, I love the truth. I think that we're going to get some Nancy Drew detective styles coming on next episode. A lot of investigations. They need to stay. She needs to warn him that there's an assassin out for people researching this, because that she's smart enough to know that they're going to be looking for him. So yeah, they need to figure out something, whether it be he stays in the hospital as, like, a dupe, or I don't know, but that he needs to stay hidden because he's valuable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I definitely think we're going to get a good arc with Bridget coming up, because she wasn't in this episode. It was just Tandy and Tyrone, and Mina's going to come back. Allie, when she was here, said something along the lines of, you know, the relationship between Tandy and Mina changing. So I'm wondering just how that's going to happen. I still fear for Dr. Hess's life.
Yeah.
He's going to help them, but I feel like something bad might happen to him still. And I want to shout out to someone in the comments from last week's episode, Karen Fraser. She says, I think the one dying is a metaphor for the prophecy. It could mean that one would be reborn, or two could become one, which is very, very closely reminds me of the comics, because yeah, they really are, like, work in a symbiotic relationship in the comics for sure. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if that's going to really, you know, play a part in the prophecy for sure. Mm-hmm. So I love that. Thank you so much for commenting and sharing that, because I'm totally behind that theory. Is there anyone you want to shout out in the comments?
Oh, yes. Steph? You guys have been so awesome with us. And ZSB Lou, Ivan Soto, Nicholas Kelly, Ghost 8386, Charming Star 451. I feel like I haven't seen you in the chat, but you rock.
Nas,
Andrew Gibbons, Star Drew.
Good name.
Yeah, we love that one. Dylan Jefferson, Panther 7, Jasmine Jones,
Steph Sabra.
Me. You guys rock. We love chatting with you guys, but remember that the chat doesn't have to stop here. We like your tweets, we like your comments, we like mm-hmm. the iTunes reviews, anything mm-hmm. we want to talk to you.
Yes, and make sure you subscribe to us. It's so much easier, so we don't have to go searching for us. We've got all these other shows going on, especially Marvel shows. Luke Cage season 2, I need to get on that for sure, absolutely. I know there's a Cloak and Dagger, you guys told us. There's a Cloak and Dagger, little Easter egg with Bridget O'Reilly. You were going to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say, because we are going to Comic-Con this week, we won't be filming this live next week, so there's not going to be a live chat. We're going to pre-film it, and then it'll be available on Thursday.
At the same time,
so mm-hmm. there's nothing to spoil. But that does not mean that you all shouldn't continue to talk to each other. You guys should definitely get together, have a kiki, talk about the show.
Will there still be, like, a live chat going on? Like, they can talk to each other, right?
That'd
be cool if they can. Hopefully. We'll see. We'll go find out.
If not, you can write in the comments, girl. Yeah. Talk to each other.
Absolutely. Any last thoughts before we sign off?
No, super excited for next week's episode.
Oh,
I think
gosh.
Like this is what we've been waiting for, and we can't wait.
All right, well, Carla, take it away. Where can we find you on social media?
You guys, like always, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Carla Belchin. You can find me on Instagram at @IamCarlaBelchin or on Twitter at Carla Belchin with an R at the end.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ, or you can check out my new podcast, The Curve, at OKDrewJ.com. And make sure to follow us, because we will be live tweeting and we will be posting a lot for Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get the behind the scenes, follow us.
Yes, what she said, and do listen to that podcast. I'm Steph Sabra. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra, and we will keep in touch next week.
Woo, yes, guys. Yay. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Oliver Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at OllieDreamer. Thanks again, guys. We love you. We'll see you very soon.
Bye. Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.